My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Callie here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss. PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estro Control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that Estro Control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you are here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is a continuation solo episode in our little business series. So the whole point of the series, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, is I am a serial entrepreneur. I wanted to share with you some helpful tips and tricks that have really helped me with starting a business, running a business, growing a business, and staying sane while running a business. So this episode was requested by you guys, and I'm really, really excited to continue this series with you. So if you didn't already listen to last week's episode on some of my just beginning steps to start a business, definitely go check it out. This episode is perfect if you already have a business or if you're starting a business, because today we're going to talk more about the mental health side of things in running a business. Mental health is a huge, huge part of running a business. In fact, I think your mindset is a major, major impactor of how your business does, if it flourishes, if it doesn't flourish, because ultimately, starting a business is not a sprint. It's a journey. It takes a lot of emotional resilience. And we're going to talk all about that today. I'm going to share some things that have really, really helped me so much with my mental health and my mindset that has given me a growth mindset and a mindset that has been very crucial in the success of my businesses. So quick background on my businesses. I have a business called Sweaty Studio. It is an online Pilates studio and app. So you can work out with me. I'm a Pilates instructor and a bar instructor. So I like to blend the two together with affirmations. The workouts are very, very fun. I do them with you. Definitely go try it out. I'll link the trial below for Sweaty Studio. I have some really fun Black Friday promos also happening for Sweaty Studio if you want to get a really good deal on your Pilates membership. So that is one of my businesses. That is just, I've had that since 2022 is when I started Sweaty Studio. Another business I have is Healthy But Human, aka the podcast you're listening to. It's so funny because genuinely, like, this business does not feel like a business to me. Podcasting is so fun. It definitely is more of a passion project. I do it because I love to podcast. I love to help other people. I love to share my experiences, hopefully that they can help someone else going through something similar. But I will say this podcast does get monetized, and we can get a little bit into that. It is not a major, major amount of monetization. Just so you know, podcasting, it can be a huge source of income, but I would say generally it's not like, you don't make as much as you expect when you're starting out, or you don't have like millions and millions of listeners. That being said though, you can monetize a podcast, and yeah, we'll talk about that. And then the other business I have is I have my in-person Pilates studio called Sunshine Pilates. It's a sister studio to Sweaty Studio. I changed the name. Well, I made it a different name than Sweaty Studio because I was honestly just feeling like kind of called to do that. I feel like Sunshine Pilates is perfect for a Florida Pilates studio. Sunshine is like a huge part of the state, the Sunshine State. And I just want it to be a very happy, bright, amazing space where people can come work out in person. We have our weekly Pilates and Praise classes where we blend worship music with Pilates. And then we started doing Sunshine Sculpt classes during the week. Very, very new. That started last week. And I've been working really hard on spreading the word, figuring out ways to spread the word about the studio. Let me tell you, in-person brick and mortar business marketing is very different than online. Yes, there are definitely crossovers, but I'm having to learn a totally new side of business, and it's been really fun doing that project. And then the other business, I guess you could call it a business, it's a business, is my personal brand, Callie Gualy. So on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I'm Callie Gualy. That's my name. And I have a personal brand where I share a lot of my what's it like being a new mom. I share wellness, balance, lifestyle. I share Pilates things. It's more of like an encompassing lifestyle spot. I do brand deals here and there for that platform. And yeah, so those are what I do for my businesses. But before we get into more of the business topics chat on our podcast today, we have to do our self-check-in. So if you are new to the podcast, think of it's like a time to just ground yourself, to check in with yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. And then yeah, we'll get right into it. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much love, so much goodness into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, sigh out anything that's not serving you, just release it with your breath. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And just be so honest with yourself. Okay, follow-up question for you. Why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, but just like trying to pinpoint why you feel how you feel. Okay, next question is, what is something that I can do to just make my day a little bit brighter and happier? Maybe it is taking care of yourself by eating nourishing foods. Maybe it's putting up your Christmas tree, which is something I want to do today really bad. I'm in the Christmas spirit, you guys. Just whatever it is, decide that you're going to do it and hold yourself accountable to it. Now I want you to ask yourself another question, different area of life, physical health now. How have I hydrated my body in the past 30 minutes? Have I hydrated my body in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. If you have or not, go ahead, grab your water and hydrate your hot bod in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Alrighty. My next question for you is, what is one thing you are really proud of that you've accomplished in your life so far? Maybe in the past week, a small win. Just pinpoint that. Okay, and my next final question for you before we get into the topic is, what is something that has been holding me back from truly stepping into starting this business or letting this business flourish? Okay, hang on to that because we're going to do some serious, it's almost like a little therapy chat, I feel like. I love these mental health episodes. So let's just dive right into our topic today, all about mental health. I think the first thing that I want to share with you that has helped me a lot in my recent just past few weeks with running my business is take the Myers-Briggs test. It is free. It is incredibly accurate and helped me so much with knowing and understanding myself, especially as someone who has a business. I realized about myself that I am someone who cares so deeply about other people, and I really care about helping other people with what I do. I have a huge heart for that. But that being said, that sometimes I have, like, it tells you, like, your things that can be strengths. Things are strengths, but then things that can be weaknesses in those strengths. So some weaknesses that I could potentially have is, like, overextending myself and just, like, emotionally giving so much to other people. Also, too, I learned that I tend to be very turbulent, so ups and downs a lot with, like, emotions, which I would say is very accurate. If I'm just, like, feeling bleh, I have in the past really struggled with continuing to be consistent and showing up in my business in seasons of not feeling so great mentally. So it's a really, really good test to take to kind of understand yourself better. I really recommend it. John took the test as well for himself, and he also found it was very accurate. I know a lot of jobs when they hire people will have people take this test. It is so helpful and so good. It's just like knowing things that can be weaknesses. You don't have to accept those as your forever weaknesses, but having an insight of like this could be a potential issue that could hold me back. How can I work on this so it doesn't become an issue? That is what I found is very helpful about the Myers-Briggs test. Okay, so let's just like really fast, I want to just start talking about why mental health in business is truly so impactful. I want to share with you just like a personal story of like how I have found it's really affected me negatively in my business. So I'm going to share like a little failure, I guess, story. I don't really think anything's necessarily considered a failure, but a story that held me back for a while. So, okay, I've shared this story, I think, before possibly, but anyways, actually, I'll share this story. So for Sweaty Studio, I was teaching. So I lived in Miami. That's where I started Sweaty Studio. And then I moved to New York City and I started partnering with different brands doing in-person events. I partnered with Bala. I partnered with Free People Movement. I was doing some virtual events, classes. You could say I was very, very like networking really very well in New York City. I was doing a really great job. And so I move out of New York City and I end up in this place called Jensen Beach, Florida. And in Jensen Beach, I came into contact with an old contact I had from Miami, who she was someone I really looked up to, almost like a mentor in the fitness space for me. And she had started a clothing company and wanted me to teach a Pilates class for her clothing company. And we were kind of like dabbling with the locations where it could be. And we kind of like settled on LA. I don't know exactly why LA was the spot we chose, as I lived in Florida, which LA is completely across the country. But relax, we decided to do LA. And I end up getting so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going on my first like LA work trip. This is so legit, so cool, all this stuff. You could say like my ego was pretty up there. I knew I was like a really good instructor. I was like, I partner with so many good brands. Like I'm so deserving of all this stuff. Like it's definitely not necessarily like a bad thing to be like proud of yourself. But, you know, I was very much like on my high horse thinking I was better than everybody else. So that was the first flaw, red flag flaw that happened in this situation. So I fly to LA. They were paying me to teach the class. And, okay, so a couple of things happened that you could say were not the best. The first thing is that they didn't like pay for my flight out. So if you're a creator or if you're someone in general, like in general, it's really good for the person who's hiring you, if you're traveling for the thing, for them to pay for your flight to fly you out. I would say that's like the first thing that this is where like my own self-worth came in. So I thought I was like a better than everyone else. But in my past, I hadn't healed from a lot of worthiness issues. So while I was like definitely like feeling myself, all that stuff, I didn't feel worthy of having my flight paid for. I wanted this opportunity to happen so bad that I was like, I'll do anything to get there. Like, I'm going to pay for my flight. So I paid for my flight, which like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but my friends were like, bro, why did you do that? Like, you shouldn't do that. So I'm going to just pass that information along after the situation. Like, yes, definitely make sure, like, if you're hired for something far away, they should be paying for you, flying you out. So anyways, I get to LA, and at this class, I like helped them find influencers for it. It was an influencer class. I like marketed it and stuff. They marketed it a little bit, but then we had people sign up for it. But then the day of, like, literally everyone canceled. I'm not even joking. It was me, my friend I was staying with, and them. So the class, there was literally, I mean, it wasn't like there were zero people that came, but it was a very, very, it was not good. So I felt very embarrassed, but like the class was really fun still. But I was so like fixated on numbers, performance, all this stuff. And my like ego took a huge, huge hit. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I fly back from LA to Florida. And they tell me that they don't want to pay me for this event. Or no, it wasn't they don't want to pay me. It was they wanted to pay me significantly less than we had agreed on. And I was like, no, like, we agreed on this. Like, I signed it. Like, I think I signed a contract. Always sign a contract. That's another thing. Never, never. Like, people will put things, always have things in writing, always sign a contract. Like, that is something that I have learned a lot. Just do it. Be annoying. If they don't want to give you a contract, just be annoying about it. But anyways, so they wanted to pay me significantly less. I already felt like really embarrassed, and I was already like, okay, wait, am I actually a terrible instructor? Am I this like person that no one likes? So all of these intrusive thoughts started coming into my head. They didn't want to pay me that much money anymore. And I was like, this is terrible. Like, this thing that sounded so much fun, it sucks. I feel horrible about myself, and I started having a lot of imposter syndrome. Fast forward, I made this vow that I wouldn't work the brand again. I literally was so turned off by the entire experience that my ego was so hurt, because like I said, I was coming off of like a pretty big high in New York City. And I was like, I hate this. Like, well, I'm just not working with brands again. Like, they suck. So for literally, I think, I don't even know, so long, like I maybe did a couple brand deals, barely. And I was just so distrustful of any sort of brand. I didn't want to do an in-person event or class because I was so scared no one would show up again and I'd feel like a failure again. Anyways, my emotions, my feelings, my ego, literally for several years, it stopped me from growing. Sweaty Studio was once this very like, I was like hungry. I reached out to people, made connections, built friendships. And then all of a sudden, one bad event that gave me a bad taste in my mouth, I let my emotions control me for the next few years of hiding in my hole, not wanting to do in-person stuff, not wanting to connect with other people really. So I think the event made me so uncomfortable too that I didn't want to get out of my comfort zone anymore. And here's one thing about business is you have to get out of your comfort zone. It's going to make you uncomfortable. You're going to have moments where you feel so uncomfortable. It's terrible, but you just have to keep going. So I think that is my little personal story of how emotions really hurt me. And it's really important to, not even emotions, just intrusive thoughts really hurt me in my business. And that's why mental health is so important to talk about in business, because it can either hurt you or it can help you. So that being said, let's like also just quickly talk about the first thing I want to talk about is overcoming fear and self-doubt in business. So I think this is one, I'm going to basically talk about different areas that I think are very common where people struggle in business with their mental health. So the first one is overcoming your fear and your self-doubt. Okay, so the first thing is, let's talk about fear of judgment. I think this is something that I know I've more personal stories for you. I've made a lot of moments in my life where I'm like, I definitely wish I hadn't done that, but let's just talk about it. So on my Instagram, my Cali Guali Instagram, it used to be called I'm Sweaty and I Know It. And so I started as a blog, a health and wellness blog in college. So after college, I went through a breakup and I turned into this, like, I went from extreme health nut to this little party girl. And I felt so much imposter syndrome. I had my health and wellness blog, but I wasn't even living a healthy lifestyle at all. I mean, a little bit, but like, it just wasn't what was considered and marketed as healthy. Around this time was when the that girl trend really blew up, the little perfect health and wellness routines. And I looked at these routines and I just was like, I feel terrible about my life. Like, I'm just like living this life that's just not perfectly healthy. And so am I even healthy at all? And that is what actually started Healthy Be Human, is this time in my life, because I was like, no, like that's a lie. It's such a lie. Like, I am healthy. I'm doing things in my life that aren't necessarily healthy, but like, it's important to have balance and not be this restrictive all or nothing person. Cause I struggled in the past with fad dieting, with restriction, all of that kind of stuff. So that being said, I turned the that girl trend into the balanced that girl trend. I started sharing myself throwing back tequila shots, eating chocolate cake, drinking my wine at night. Like, I showed more of my life that wasn't just making my perfectly aesthetic yogurt bowl and doing my Pilates in my matching set and slick back bun. I started to show more of my life, and that is what started to grow my account, because people related to it. They were like, yes, like, finally, breath of fresh air. Like, I relate to this. Like, I am not perfectly healthy and that's okay. So around this time, like, I didn't care what people thought about me online. I shared it all. I didn't care what my parents, if they saw me like drinking and doing these different things. Like, before, I was really scared if my parents would see that, even though like I was 21 and all of the things, but like, I just was so nervous. Like, I just didn't want them to think that I was like this just like terrible person, which was that. Okay. This is like, as I'm saying this, I'm realizing like I totally had identity like issues, because here's the deal. Like, this is a whole other sidetrack. It's so important to not put your identity in what other people think about you in general. Like, people's thoughts and opinions are so just fleeting. They change. But it's important to put your identity in who God says you are, because ultimately God never changes. He made you. He knows you. He knows you for more than what you're doing. He knows you for more than if you're drinking wine and eating chocolate cake. Like, that's not how he sees you. He sees you as you. So that being said, in this time, like, I didn't care about people's opinions of me. Like, I was just sharing things that I thought would help other people and making a platform that was like a safe space for people to realize like they don't have to be perfect. Anyways, so that is when my platforms really popped off. It was when I was being authentic. But what I think stifled my platforms was when I would go back into holes of feeling like I needed to look a certain way, I needed to be a certain way. If I had someone follow me, and I wanted to like impress them. So my husband, John, when we started dating, he followed me on my Instagram. I remember all of a sudden, like, I cared what I posted. I was like, I don't know if I want him to see that. Like, what will he think about me? Will he think I'm weird? And that actually started stifling my authenticity. It's because I was so hyper concerned about what a guy thought about me. And I've actually shared this with him, and he's like, I didn't even notice that, like, I didn't even care or think anything bad of you. So I got my head in that way because I was so afraid of what someone else thought of me. And so I went from this like place of being really real, authentic, sharing what was going on in my life, to trying to look a certain way online, be a certain way that wasn't who I was. And it really did stifle the growth. So that is something I really wanted to stress, is you cannot care what people think about you. If someone you respect and you look up to is like, you, bro, like, you're going down a bad path, I would listen to them. But if in general, like, someone user 521 is like, that is so weird. Why would you take user521's advice when you don't even know who they are? So I'm speaking to myself here because it's something that I consistently have to overcome. Okay, the next thing that goes with this is, like I mentioned, I touched on, was imposter syndrome. Oh my gosh, imposter syndrome. I know I'm not the only one who struggles with, who has struggled with imposter syndrome. So what is imposter syndrome? Imposter syndrome is basically when, let's say, for example, I'm a Pilates instructor and I am teaching Pilates in a class and I feel like I'm a faker. I feel like I don't actually know what I'm doing. Like, why should anyone listen to me? Who am I to tell people this workout format, whatever? Like, basically, you don't feel worthy and you don't think you have the skills and you really look down on yourself is probably how I would explain it the most. You feel like a faker and a fraud, I would say. It's so important to really quiet this voice if it pops into your mind, like the who am I to do this voice. Realize that like everyone starts somewhere. And I think even some of the people that we see who are like at the top of their industry are still having to quiet the voice of imposter syndrome. I mentioned this last week, but like truly every single entrepreneur is figuring it out one step at a time. You get to a point in your business where you feel comfortable and that is your time to level up, keep growing, and that growth makes you uncomfortable again. You're going into new uncharted territories, which that can make you feel like an imposter. But I think it's really good to just realize like everyone struggles with this in business. Like it is a constant battle to overcome the voice. How do you overcome it? You literally, I think you can look at your wins and see how far you've grown and constantly remind yourself, I am worthy of being a Pilates instructor if that's what you're doing. I am worthy of having a podcast. I am not an imposter. Just shut it down. Be like, I belong here. Okay, and the next thing I want to talk about, it's a very limiting belief in business, is perfectionism. Oh my gosh, consistent one I'm having to work on too. I say this all the time, is the worst you're ever going to be is when you first start out. I look back on some of my YouTube Pilates videos I posted and I'm like, I have grown so much, so much. It's important to not bash your old self because you started somewhere. But it is really cool to see the growth and to realize that like if I was first starting out and I expected my production to look like, I don't know, Allo Moves, for example, they have like millions of dollars pouring into their app that they're able to spend on production and all the things. If I expected my stuff to look like that right away, that's just not realistic. So you have to just start with what you have. And sometimes having the best technology, it's not actually going to get you where you need to be. I think the way you get to where you need to be is to be authentic, share your story, and have a heart to help other people. And that's going to move you places. Because I'm literally recording a podcast right now with a $60 microphone. I had a very expensive microphone that I got and I tried to use it and I didn't feel like myself using it. I felt so rigid. I felt like I was performing. And I'm like, this isn't who I am. Like I'm this just girl. I'm just a normal person. I don't want to be like up here when I'm recording. Like I want to be on the same level as the person listening because ultimately I want to feel like we're FaceTiming. We're best friends. Like I don't want it to be this like super, I don't know, what's the word? You know what I mean? So that is something too with perfectionism is literally just do the best you can. But realize like it doesn't have to be perfect to share it with the world. I've posted things with typos, mistakes. It's okay. It's okay. It's better to start than to never start. It's better to start and make a mistake than to never start at all. There we go. Okay, and I wanted to just share really fast a couple tips I have for how to really overcome perfectionism but still do a good job is something I learned in college, actually. I was in a creative writing class and my professor taught me that it's really good in the writing process to write your first draft and then to let it sit for a day before you edit it. This is so, so good. I love filming content and then waiting like a day to edit it and then posting it. I think when you try and do everything at once, it can get overwhelming, but sitting on it is sometimes a good thing. But you know when it's not a good thing is when you're having a hard time just like putting yourself out there and posting. So if that's you, if you're like, okay, well, if I edit it the day later, I'm never going to post it. I also have another phrase I love. It's from this guy called Jackson. Jackson's Tips is his Instagram or his TikTok. He's really good. But he has like a whole phrase he says called post and ghost. Literally post your thing and just don't even look at it. Just like step away. Don't check the stats. Don't check the anything for like a few days. Just like let it sit. So it's kind of the same thing as like write, make the content first and then let it sit and then come back to it. Well, if you're struggling to post, just post and ghost and then come back to it and then reflect on it. Okay, so a couple other things I want to chat about is like, how do you stay motivated when it gets really hard running your business? So I think there is a constant battle that I know a lot of my friends who are entrepreneurs also struggle with is the never enough trap. So basically what this is that constant feeling of needing to always do more. You need to post more. You need to fill more content. You need to engage more with your audience. You need to make more products. You need to just do. Like as an entrepreneur, your to-do list is technically never ending because you can always do more. But if you get sucked into the just never doing enough trap, you're going to constantly feel guilty. You're going to genuinely get burnt out so fast. So if this is something that you've struggled with before, I've struggled with this before, it is really helpful, I found, to make a daily to-do list. That is literally all you do for the day. You write it down. And those are your five, whatever, however many things you want to do. Give yourself a reasonable amount. Don't kill yourself doing it. And you do those things, you check off the boxes, and you're done for the day. You shut your laptop. Something else that's helped me with preventing this never enough trap is giving myself a time each day that I'm absolutely done working. No exceptions. Having boundaries in business is so key for your mental health, for your sanity, for your relationships. It is so important. And sometimes that boundary will be for me, like after dinner, I'm done working. Like, no. And I'm going to be so honest though, in this season of having a baby, my work life balance has been so weird. I've been trying to find time to do my work. And if that's after dinner, like it sometimes is, and it feels weird and I don't really like it, but I've been having to just make do. So also give yourself grace if you're in a season when maybe that work life balance is just like not really happening. It's okay. But I do encourage you, if you struggle with the never enough stuff, give yourself boundaries, give yourself guidelines, and give yourself a cutoff time. All right. Next up, let's just talk about, I mean, it's a little outline. So I'm kind of like looking at this. Okay. So I think this is something I want to talk about really fast is like something I've has really negatively affected my mental health before is over consuming for inspiration. I do a lot of stuff with marketing, with social media. So I oftentimes will explore my industry, my niche, and kind of look around, see what people are doing, get inspiration from other people. But there is definitely a boundary around how much is enough to consume. My brain works in a way that it has so many ideas pumping through it that sometimes if I overwatch content, I have too many ideas, which leads to just brain fatigue. And then I feel discouraged. And then I feel like that never enough trap. So I think it's really important if this is you, if you consume a lot for inspiration, give yourself a boundary, give yourself a timer. Like example, you could set a 10-minute timer for looking at TikToks and that is literally it. Instead of doing the scrolling thing, you could also just go to individual people's accounts who you think you really like their content and you want to draw inspiration from, rather than just the whole like explore feed, endless amount of swiping. I think it's good to contain yourself in that way. Boundaries, so crucial for mental health and entrepreneurship. If you haven't already picked that up, it is so crucial. And it's something that I'm definitely, definitely working on. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about how to rest. So we are good at setting boundaries now. We've talked about that. But rest is also something that's going to help your mental health a lot. I started taking a Sabbath probably over a year ago. So every Sunday, I do my best to just not work at all. I make it the Lord's Day, time with God. And next week, we're going to talk more about how you can incorporate God in your business, how you can have your faith as a huge part of what you do each day, which is going to be really cool. And I'm excited to share some tips that I have on that with you. But I will say, like, having a Sabbath is so crucial because it just, it's so good to have a day of just not working. Like, we need a break. I've done the whole work 7 days a week thing and I burnt out so fast. I felt so just like sad and just exhausted, brain fatigue constantly. But having like one day to just chill is so refreshing. And on the Sabbath, I really like to just avoid going on my phone. I like to just avoid screens if I can and really be present and just refresh. I think it's so key. And on Monday, I'm excited to work again. I feel motivated and it is just amazing. Okay. So something else I want to talk about really fast is the importance of celebrating your wins. As an entrepreneur, it's really easy to get stuck in the what can I do better mindset. But it's so key to just look back each week and celebrate what you've done, even if it's every day. What are three things that you did today that you're very proud of and that you can celebrate? Maybe it's reaching out to someone who you were nervous to reach out to. Maybe it is doing a project you've been putting off for so long. Or maybe it is simply just taking a break instead of going down a social media spiral. That is a huge win and that's very worthy of being celebrated. So definitely make sure, like, because when you're an entrepreneur, you don't have a boss, you are your own boss. It's so important to just hype yourself up, encourage yourself. And if you struggle with that, have another entrepreneur friend you can go to. You guys can talk to each other and build each other up. I think it's really important to have other friends who are doing stuff in the same space as you, especially if you have a business, because it can be so lonely as an entrepreneur. If you're a solopreneur, as that means working with only yourself, like only you and your business, I think it's so key to have other people you can bounce ideas off of, you can talk to, you can vent to. That has helped me a ton in my journey as an entrepreneur as well. So that being said, that is some things that have helped me a lot with mental health in business. I really hope this episode helped you. I have a little outline, which I feel like has helping my brain just kind of like get all these ideas in one spot. But I think I just want to like conclude this episode by just encouraging you that you don't need to perform. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. Simply go after why you have a business. Go after the heart of your business. Help other people, change people's lives, inspire other people. When you pursue those things each day, it really prevents the intrusive thoughts from coming in about like you're never doing enough, you're not good enough, like you're failing, blah, blah. Like it's so important at just keeping your heart and mind pursuing things that are good, that are pure, that are light, all of that stuff. And we'll get more into that next week about how to incorporate God and all the things into your business, because truly the Lord pursuing Him in your business each day is going to make being an entrepreneur so much more fun and so much more sweet and so much more rewarding. But before we wrap up, make sure you go and take the Myers-Briggs test. Let me know your results. I'm so curious, like, to hear kind of like how you guys operate and stuff in work and all the things. Also, I'm always here if you need to DM me any questions about running a business, anything at all. I am here. DM me on Instagram, a healthy but human pod. You can also DM me at Callie Gwally, whoever is best for you. Just DM me. We have a group chat you can join with a huge, awesome, supportive community of other women who are pursuing their best selves, but also being healthy but human, which we love. We have a Bible challenge going on. I'll link it below. You can join that. And so many fun things. Go check out Swae Studio's Black Friday deals. Go join Swae Studio. And if you live in South Florida, come try out Sunshine Pilates anytime. All right, that is all. That's a lot. But I hope this episode helped you. Leave a review if you love it. A 5-star rating helps a lot with us reaching more people around the world. And yeah, I will see you next time for our final biz episode in this series. Have the best day. Keep shining. Keep it amazing. And of course, stay healthy but human. All right, bye, my gorgeous queen.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.